8. Online services. The 6th item on the main menu is online services. From here, you can access BARD, NLS's online service for accessing books and magazines, and NFB Newsline, a service for accessing national and local newspapers, as well as magazines and TV listings. 8.1. NLS BARD. The e-reader can access BARD directly. You can view and download books from the most popular books list, the most recent books and magazines list, and your previous downloads. You can browse subject categories and search the collection. You can also download Braille books and magazines from your wish list, as well as add and remove items from it. Before you can access BARD, you must connect your device to a Wi-Fi network. See Section 7.3.2, Connecting to a Wi-Fi Network, for detailed instructions, and log in to your BARD account. 8.1.1. Connecting to BARD for the first time. To access BARD, select NLS BARD from the Online Services menu. The first time you do this, you'll be prompted to enter your BARD username and password. You cannot log in with a temporary password. If you have a temporary password, you will need to use a web browser to create a permanent password and then log in with those credentials. The username and password should both be entered in uncontracted, unified English Braille. This means that the at sign in an email address is written as .4, then .1, and the period is written as .256. On the display, you'll see two characters with a space between them that form a kind of box. This is where you will type your username. As you type, if you cannot see the characters you are entering, press the cursor routing button just above the edit box. The cursor is represented by .7 and 8, and will remind you of a hyphen. When the cursor appears, the edit box will be ready to accept typed characters. After typing your username, press Enter. You'll be prompted to enter your password. Once typed, press the Enter key. You'll briefly see the word Loading, followed by Login Successful. Once you have logged into BARD successfully, each time you enter NLS BARD, you will see Login Successful, and the first item of the NLS BARD menu will appear. 8.1.2. Downloading books and magazines from BARD. The NLS BARD menu contains 8 items: most popular, most recent books, most recent magazines, browse categories, search collection, wish list, previous downloads, remove account. Most of these menu items will take you to a list of books or magazines. Press Enter on a title to get more information. Use the up and down thumb keys to navigate among the title, author, and the book description. Press Enter on the download item if you wish to download the book to your e-reader. To search for books, press Enter on Search Collection. Enter your search text in the edit box and press Enter. If you are searching for a particular phrase, put the words of the phrase in quotes. To search for an author, type the author's last name, followed by a comma, a space, and the author's first name. To delete an item from your wish list, press Enter on the title. Then press Enter on Remove from Wish List, which is the second item on the Details page. 8.1.3. Reading a book you have downloaded. After you have downloaded a book or magazine, you can download additional items, or you can read one of them. To read an item, return to the main menu by pressing space with M, dots 1, 3, 4. Press Enter on Book Reader. Then press Enter on Book List. Here you will find your downloaded items. Press Enter on the title you wish to read, and you will be at the beginning of the book. 8.2. NFB Newsline. If you have an NFB Newsline account, the e-reader allows you to connect to your account and download Newsline material for reading. Before you can access NFB Newsline, you must connect your device to a Wi-Fi network. See Section 7.3.2, Connecting to a Wi-Fi Network, for detailed instructions, and log in to your NFB Newsline account. 8.2.1. Connecting to NFB Newsline for the first time. The first time you open NFB Newsline, select Configure Account, which is the first item on the menu. Here you will find three items. Add Account. Enter your NFB Newsline credentials. Update Frequency. Select how often you would like your subscriptions updated. Keep outdated issues. Determine whether your e-reader should keep or delete outdated issues. When you open Add Account, you will be prompted to enter your NFB Newsline username and password. After entering your username, press Enter, and you will be prompted for the password. Once typed, press the Enter key. You will briefly see the word Loading, followed by Login Successful. Add Account will change to Remove Account. On this same menu, you can set your preference for update frequency. The options are manually, always, or daily. You can also choose whether to keep outdated issues. If you turn this setting off, publication issues will be automatically deleted when the next issue is received. 8.2.2. Downloading NFB Newsline Publications. The main NFB Newsline menu has four items: Configure Account, Manage Publications, Sync Content Now, Back. Manage Publications lets you subscribe and unsubscribe to your preferred publications. This menu first contains subject categories, which are followed by states. Pressing Enter on a menu item will bring up a list of available publications. Pressing Enter on a publication will subscribe you to that publication, and its name will be underlined to indicate that you are actively subscribed. Sync Content Now will immediately download the latest issues of your subscribed material. The number of issues downloaded will be displayed. 8.2.3. Reading your downloaded NFB Newsline publications. Once your Newsline publications have been downloaded, they will be available for reading in the book list of the Book Reader application. When reading Newsline content, the articles are usually at level 3, and the sections are usually at level 2. While reading, press space with J, dots 2, 4, 5, to select the navigation level.